little housekeeping with regard to the Board of Adjustment. Seems like, excuse me, seems like these days we're all doing a bunch of housekeeping under quarantine. So let's do a little more here. Most of these next two slides come straight from the statutes about how you, how a board is constructed and the basic rules for the ZBA. The ZBA has to have at least 5 members. They serve for 2-year terms. That's pretty straightforward. Governing body either appoints them. Most of the cities I've worked for, that's been the case. The governing body directly appoints the members of the ZBA, but they can also create an appointment procedure. Perhaps that's what they do in larger cities. I've never worked for a large city, so I'm unfamiliar with that. They can be, members of the ZBA can be removed for cause, not simply because you don't like their shirt or whatever. They have to do something wrong. Vacancies filled for unexpired terms. And you can have alternative members too, or alternate members of the ZBA. You don't have to, but they would be appointed in the same way that the regular members are appointed and for the same length of time. A couple little interesting tidbits. A type A general law city, if any of y'all represent or work for a type A general law city, they are permitted, the governing body of a type A is permitted to serve as the ZBA, which can be handy in a smaller town where there aren't quite as many people who are willing to work for the city potentially. And then on the opposite side of the spectrum, in larger cities, over 500,000 residents, the ZBA can be broken into panels, which is kind of interesting. So the ZBA itself, you know, like I said before, it has to have at least 5 members, but you can have as many as you want. You can have 50 members and you can break them into panels. You can have 5 member panels. At least, they have to have at least 5 members on each panel. And the panels themselves would then hear the cases that go to the ZBA. Decisions of a panel are equivalent to the decisions of the entire ZBA, which can lead to, I guess, greater efficiency for those cities. You're not stuck with the same 5 people having to hear every case over and over and over and over. So that's interesting. And I believe that it's recently that the legislature changed that population requirement. There used to be 1.8 million residents, is my recollection, and now it's 500,000. So that's greatly expanded. So if you're asked to look at the ZBA rules and suggest changes, you know, if you work in a larger city, that may be a change that's now available to you that wasn't before. Let's continue our housekeeping with basic board procedures. So quorum of the ZBA requires 75% of the actual membership to show up, right? So that gets back to how big or how many members of a ZBA do you want to have. If you only have 5 members on your ZBA, to get a quorum, at least 4 have to be present. So you really want to give some thought, if you're a policymaker, to the alternate members. If you don't have alternate members, if all you have is the 5 members of the ZBA, you got to make sure those folks are available, or put in a procedure to nominate some alternates. You can have conflicts, right? If you have, if someone's conflicted out and you only have 5 members of your ZBA and it's a hearing concerning property they are interested in some way, that could ruin your ability to get a quorum. So the 75% quorum requirement is kind of a big deal. You should give some thought to potentially. Meetings of the ZBA are open meetings, open to the public, subject to the Open Meetings Act. No big deal there, just be cognizant. The records of the ZBA, we'll talk about those later. They're very important. They're a little more detailed than other city boards because it's quasi-judicial. The records are critical. We'll talk more, but if there is an appeal of the ZBA decision, it's these records that go up to the court system and are the basis for decision-making. So keep them tight. They're also public records subject to the Open Records Act. Again, so you be serious about them, but who's not? We're all serious about stuff like this. Am I kidding? I don't need to mention that. Like I said before, the board must adopt procedural rules. There's a new, in the last legislative session, the legislature added a requirement that the governing body also must approve the rules of the ZBA. So I would interpret that the governing body needs to go back and readopt rules if it's a question, take a resolution readopting the ZBA's rules. just a, you know, belt and suspenders in case someone ever questions you. And in the nature of a quasi-judicial board, the presiding officer of the ZBA may administer oaths and compel the attendance of witnesses. So that's always very fun. Make someone show up to a hearing they don't want to be at.